Every night, thousands of visitors to New York City go to sleep in residential apartments they've rented through websites like Airbnb. But there's a problem. New York City regards many of those rentals as illegal and sends out teams of fire, police, and other inspectors to shut them down. WNYC has obtained detailed records from a year and a half of inspections. Our Ilya Maritz reports inspectors are doing a good job of following up on complaints, but they're also missing a lot.
Inspectors travel in twos and threes and fours. They often show up early in the morning or in the evening when people are more likely to be home. That's what happened to Vanessa Dollar, who was visiting with her family from Brisbane, Australia, in December 2013.
Been out shopping all day, and we were going to go out to the lighting of the Christmas tree.
It was about 5 p.m. when the intercom buzzed. A voice said it was the police. Dollar was nervous, but her husband let them in.
We obviously probably look like tourists coming into the building with cameras and shopping bags and everything, and I was worried that it was just like 1 minute after we had walked into the building. So they were obviously parked outside watching, I imagine.
The inspectors took Dollar's name and issued six citations to the building owner. This is just one of 2,684 inspection records obtained by WNYC through a Freedom of Information request. Some of these logs make pretty piquant reading.
Unidentified woman opened door, and after saying she did not live there, attempted to slam door on police officer.
Karaoke on second floor, illegal hotel on third, restaurant and cellar.
Woman in back screamed to her, "Don't let them in."
We wanted to know what these inspections are accomplishing. So with the help of the WNYC data news team, we zoomed in on two addresses. Our first stop is in Midtown. Kat Aaron from Data News says this particular location holds a dubious distinction. Of the thousands of properties that have been searched,
15 and 19 West 55th are actually together one building. Essentially, this one location was visited 20 times by inspectors.
More than any other address.
More than once a month, the inspectors were going there, on average.
The building is known as the Branson. Earlier this year, Crain's New York Business called it the city's worst illegal hotel. But on the day I show up, there are no tourists in sight, just construction workers in fluorescent vests.
Is there anybody I can talk with?
A uniformed man in the foyer says the place is under renovation and the owners are not around. He points me to a name taped to the glass door.
That's the company ASA Properties.
ASA Properties. We called, we emailed. No one responded. Earlier this year, New York City sued ASA Properties for operating illegal hotels at this address and three others. The suit is working its way through the courts. Our next address is in Harlem, and we chose it because the inspector's notes make it sound like a nonstop dormitory to the world. Guests from Lithuania, Argentina, New Zealand, Japan, and Brazil. Rooms containing four beds, eight beds, one room with 10 beds. What I find there is a handsome brownstone, where Maria Granville lives with two dogs. She invites me in.
There'll be a bunk bed like here. Two. And two.
Upstairs, Granville shows me one of the guest rooms, which used to contain four bunks of two beds each.
Yeah. Eight beds, yeah.
The beds are now gone, and all that's left is a beautiful old slate fireplace. It could be a very nice studio apartment.
It's a big room. It's not a big room for eight people, though.
Well, the way they live, they seem perfectly happy.
Granville makes no apologies, and she says she was never directly involved in the bookings. As the owner of this building, she'd rented out the top four floors to a guy from Korea. It was his decision to turn it into a rooming house.
What did he say he wanted to do? Did you ask?
He said that he wanted to have students come from Korea, from his country. Students who had internships in New York. That's what he told me.
And when did you notice that it was sort of not exactly going according to the plan?
Pretty much in the beginning. Not too many Korean students showed up.
Instead, she says, there were tourists. Lots of them.
The people who came just seemed so happy to be here. They were mostly young, backpacks, and just, I don't know, vibrant.
The unofficial hostel is no more. Granville is pretty sure a neighbor noticed all the comings and goings and called 311. Granville ended up paying about $6,000 in fines and hasn't seen her renter again. It's been 7 years since Airbnb started listing in New York, and 5 years since the state legislature passed a law to restrict short-term rentals. All this time, inspections have followed the same basic playbook.
the inspectors, as we understand it, get dispatched based on where people complain about there being illegal hotels.
Again, Kat Aaron from the WNYC Data News Team. She says, judging this approach on its own terms,
the complaint-driven system seems to be working well. The inspectors are responding to the complaints that people are making. There's actually more inspections than complaints.
But inspectors are also missing something. Something big and obvious. Just go to the internet.
If you look online, you can see that there are apartments for short-term rent all over the city on Airbnb.com, on Booking.com. I mean, there's dozens and dozens of different sites.
And inspectors are not looking there. On Airbnb alone,
there's 15,000 full houses for rent at any given moment in New York City. And in 18 months, 2,600 places are getting inspected. It's just a tiny, tiny fraction.
If the city wants to simply grease the spots that are squeaky and respond to 311 complaints, it's doing a good job. But if the goal is to stop tourists staying in apartments that are meant for long-term residents, there may be a long way to go. Vanessa Dollar from Australia says it was pretty clear to her that no one was living in the apartment she rented in a three-story walk-up on Manhattan's West Side.
It wasn't an apartment that had belongings in it or anything like that. I don't know whether they'd removed all their personal possessions.
There are signs the city may put the squeeze on building owners. This year, the city council budgeted money for 17 additional inspectors, more than doubling the current number. And there's a bill to make penalties about 10 times higher. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.